authors.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on a Thursday morning. And we are looking forward to a great and glorious day. I got a meeting to go to today that I signed up for with to attend with the Sheriff Wayne Ivey, and so I'm looking forward to that. But we also have Mother's Day that is coming up, and you know, a long time ago I went to a Promise Keepers Pastors Conference. I believe it was 1996, and once we got there, the organizers of the conference said, you know, pastors, we messed up. We did not realize that when we scheduled this, that we were scheduling it over Mother's Day. And so what we've done is we've provided for you a card for you to fill out. We're going to mail it at our expense to make sure that your wife gets this card before Valentine's Day. And then, you know, all of a sudden all these pastors are saying, you know what, I messed up and scheduling to come to this conference on Valentine's Day. Well, Mother's Day comes up, and I want you to know, several years ago we realized that our district council was happening just about the same time as Mother's Day. It was either happening the day after Mother's Day, which meant the executives were actually traveling on Mother's Day, or it was happening the week after, and there was also, or the week before, and there was all sorts of stuff going on. So we completely relocated on the calendar our district council so as to not interfere with Mother's Day. And ladies, I want to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God. I'm preaching a series called Pioneers in the Faith, and this Sunday I am preaching about pioneer women, women who are not content with just where they are currently in their relationship with God. They're looking for breakthrough. They're looking to know God and to serve God with greater capacity than they ever had before. And they don't really care if anybody's ever done it that way before. They are looking to press ahead, press on, take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took a hold of them. And so we are going to be talking about that this coming Sunday. We've got some door prizes that we're going to be giving away. We've got some gifts that we're going to be giving away, and we encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing at Merit Assembly of God. That's going to be at 10:30 Sunday morning. I also want to invite the ladies to a special ladies event. This is for ladies all over Brevard County. It's not just Merit Assembly of God. There's going to be Assemblies of God churches that are represented in our section of the state. So our section goes all the way up to Palm Coast. It goes all the way down to Palm Bay, and as far west as DeLand, up on the northern end of things. Doesn't encompass Orlando, but Palm Bay, Melbourne, Titusville, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach, Deltona, Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, Palm Coast, DeLand, all of those communities, New Smyrna Beach, Port Orange, all of those ladies from all over those churches are going to be coming to Merit Assembly of God. And there's an update on the time of that. It's going to be on May the 25th, and I know that that's Memorial Day weekend, but it's going to be Saturday morning at 11 a.m. I thought at one point in time it was going to be at 7 p.m. Turns out I couldn't read the paperwork as accurately, and so my office manager said, Pastor, that's not at 7 p.m., that's at 11 a.m. And so want to invite you to put that on your calendar. It's a little over 2 weeks away. Saturday, May the 25th at Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. And I'll be sharing more details with you about that as the days come ahead. So there's going to be some fellowship involved in that. There's going to be some food. There's going to be some products that are available. But there's Deanna Schrodes is the Women's Ministries Director for the Assemblies of God in the Peninsula Florida area of Florida. And she's an anointed woman of God. Her and her husband pastor as well as serve. She speaks at conferences all over the country. And I don't think that she has a tired button. I think that she just runs. But she's going to come, and it's going to be a great time, not only of presentation of the word, but of ministry. And so we want to invite you to Merit Assembly of God. Again, that's Saturday, May the 25th at 11 a.m. And then also, again, don't forget, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. And if you haven't sent your mother something, you still got time to get it in the mail, send it overnight, and she can get it. My wife found a very timely Mother's Day card for my mother. They just had a new purchase that they made in their family. And so my wife was looking for birthday cards for our daughter here not too long ago and ran across this Mother's Day card. And she said, oh, no, I got to get that. Even if I have to buy another one that's a little more serious, I've got to get this one for Bob's mom. And so make sure that you show appreciation to all the ladies in your life, the mothers, the daughters, the wives, the sisters, the co-workers. Make sure that they know that you think that they are a valuable gift from God to you. Today we are going to go into the Word of God. We're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to be looking at several different aspects of the truth. One of them we've already talked about previously, but we're going to highlight it again because it is so good. It may take us a few days. We're going to go through several verses here, but we're talking about how the Lord does not lead us into temptation, but the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. And here a couple of Sunday nights ago, I shared with the congregation at Merit Assembly of God something that God had shown me in the Word of God as I was preparing for this radio program. I tell the people at church, the person who learns the most from doing the Refresh radio program is me. I'm constantly learning things and seeing things that I've never seen before, because this is not just a repeat of something that I've already shared. Occasionally there's some overlap there, but this is, okay, God, where do you want to take this ministry, the radio program, as opposed to where are you taking to our congregation? Because there are more people that listen to this than there are that are sitting in our sanctuary on Sunday morning. And God has a timely word in due season for both parties. So I want to share. I view this as being a pastor to the radio community. And so hopefully this will be a timely word in due season, and it will be benefit to someone. Thank you, by the way, for those of you who call us, email us, and let us know that this ministry does have an impact on you. And we had a phone call here not too awful long ago that on that particular morning when that phone call came in, I was actually in the mind frame of saying, you know, God, what I really need is I need a time of refreshing with you. And so I was plotting and saying, okay, God, how can I minister to me? And I just preached the night before on being an encouragement. And there was a listener that called in and said that the word that I had shared was a word that was just for them. And it was a timely word. And so God used a listener to encourage me to be refreshed in the Lord. And so thank you to those of you who listen, who not only receive the ministry, but also send out those encouraging notes. They are greatly appreciated. In fact, I was preaching one time and I said, y'all, you know, right now y'all are giving me about as much feedback on this message as those lights that flash in the radio studio do. And a person said, amen. And so they got a little more responsive after that. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 this morning. Verse number 14 says this, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So there's a lot of different aspects that we're going to touch on this, and not everything is going to be related to truth, but there are so many different aspects of truth in this passage and how it affects us in our daily lives that we want to touch on those. And so in verse number 15, it says that we are to rightly divide the word of truth. In verse number 18, it talks about people who have strayed from the truth. And then in verse number 25, it says, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. So we're going to touch on those. I want you to understand we're going to get there. But we're going to start with this passage in verse number 14, where Paul is instructing this young pastor that Paul was his spiritual father. His name was Timothy, and Paul is doing his best to set Timothy up to succeed in his pastoral ministry. And he says, remind them. Not every word that you are going to receive from a pastor is going to be groundbreaking revelation. Sometimes it's going to be a reminder. Sometimes it's going to be, I wonder why he is preaching that again. And that is because we as human beings need to be reminded. I recently had a conversation with a friend. We'd gone out to lunch, and as I was preparing to share something with this person, the waitress came, interrupted our conversation, which was perfectly fine. I mean, she was doing her job, and I was grateful because she was going to fill up my water glass. And so, but I got started on this story. And this is how this is one of the things that started leading up to the fact that, I need to refresh myself mentally here, was I couldn't find myself back to the subject matter that we were talking about. And so the person that I was with reminded me, and it's like, oh yeah. And so I started in the story again, and this time the waitress brought back the water glass, did the same thing, and I couldn't remember it again, and he had to remind me a second time. How many times do you need to be reminded? You know, after that conversation, it's like, you know, I need to work on my memory here. I'm not going to be content just blaming this circumstance or that circumstance. God tells me in the Word of God that there are certain things He wants me to remember, and I don't believe He's going to set me up to fail. I believe He's going to set me up to succeed, and so that means that He wants to give me a good enough memory that I can remember the things I'm supposed to remember, that I can remember to remind the saints about things that they need to be reminded of. And so I have found that there are some things that do work reminding me, and there are some things that don't work as far as reminding me. And Paul writes to Timothy, and he said, these are some of the things that you need to remind the saints that you are pastoring, and that is, you charge them. You give them a mandate. This is not something that is optional. We don't like to hear this in the church in America too much. We don't like anybody telling us what to do, but there are some things that we have been given that we are responsible for. It is our privilege and our duty to carry them out. And that means that we need to realize that there is extreme importance in the heart of God that these responsibilities be carried out. And so every once in a while, the pastor has to come along and say, I charge you. This is imperative. It's important. What is it inside of you that needs to take place before we realize how important it is for us to carry out the mandates of God's word? Because I could sit there and I can order, I can instruct, I can speak authoritatively, but if there's something inside a person and they say, I ain't doing it, I'll end up being blue in the face. I might as well go tell a wall to do it as much as trying to tell other people to do it. And I'm not talking about anybody at our church. I'm just using that as an example. If a person doesn't have it in their heart to do something, then it doesn't matter who it's going to be that says it, they're not going to do it. I make the comment sometimes that it doesn't matter if Jesus himself personally showed up in a church service and said, look, today I'm going to be receiving the offering, and it is important for you to tithe. It is important for you to give God your best. There are some people that would cross their arms and say, I ain't doing it. It's just not happening. There are some people that are just not going to respond to that mandate, and a pastor's responsibility is to say, I'm here to remind you and to give you this instruction as many times as is necessary so that you get this right. One of those things, the very first things that is mentioned here, is that Timothy was supposed to charge the congregation not to strive about words that have no profit. God is the God of all grace. That means that He is going to operate always in a manner that is beneficial to us, whether it's asking us to do something that is going to lead to an evidence of faithfulness, an evidence of fruitfulness, an evidence that we can be entrusted with more. God is always operating for things that are profitable to us. He said, the reason that I'm ascending to the Father is because it's expedient for you that I go. It's in your best interest. He says, there are some things that happen in life and they're not profitable, but please understand that with God, when He operates, it is for our profit. It is for our benefit. It adds, it enhances our bottom line. And so one of the things that makes me more valuable is the Holy Spirit giving me words to say when they need to be said. That I don't know if you need to have to be profitable like that. I don't know if you've ever said the wrong thing at the wrong time. I have. And so it's very important that I respond and say, Holy Spirit, what would you have me to say? Because he's going to speak profitable words and not unprofitable words. Right here, Timothy is instructed. He said, give the people this mandate, and that is that they're not striving, they're not fighting, they're not quarreling about unimportant words. It says about words to no profit. I have a lot of conversations with a lot of different people, and a lot of times if I'm having a conversation with a person that's not walking with the Lord where they're supposed to be walking, there are areas of disobedience in their life. They know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. That they'll want to get into a theological discussion with me. And the point of the conversation is really to divert attention from the spiritual reality that they have going on in their life. And so they will want to have a conversation, and they want to get over on this little minute area over here, and they want to debate this point. And, you know, they can make it sound philosophical, and they can make it sound really important. And inside, my spirit is crying out, is that really the key? That thought, is it really the key thing that is preventing you from growing to the next level in Christ? That's really what I want to say. But most of these people, I'm not really their pastor. They just know I'm a pastor, and so they're wanting to try and impress me with their spiritual knowledge and all of that. And what they don't understand is that none of that stuff impresses me. I don't care how well you can speak. I don't even care how well you can quote scripture. What I want to know is how well can you live scripture. And so Paul says you need to make sure that the congregation that you're ministering to is not fussing and feuding and fighting about things that don't have any benefit. You can look in history, and there were all sorts of things that took place. There was a legal case that took place here not too long ago. I get all sorts of newsletters. One of them is a legal newsletter that has to do with churches, and it was talking about how a church ended up in court because one person in the congregation didn't like the new name that they were going to put on the church. He had voted, he had lost, and so he took the church to court because he didn't like the new name change. That's not going to be profitable. I remember hearing a story about a very discord situation, a church that was striving against one another. It was a church division, and they ended up having to call the police, and there were charges filed, and people went before a judge, and the name of the church was Emmanuel, which meant God with us, and the judge knew enough about the meaning of the word Emmanuel to understand that meant God with us, and he admonished in court both of those parties that were representing Emmanuel, God with us, and he said, God is not very pleased with this situation right now. Sometimes we need to be reminded about how important unity is. Unity is very important between you and God. Unity is very important between you and your spouse. Unity is extremely important when it comes to generations. Unity is extremely important in the house of God. In fact, Jesus said that unity is so important that a house divided against itself could not stand. And you know what he was talking about at that point in time? He was talking about the kingdom of darkness. He says, if I'm casting out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? I'm here to tell you that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. There's not an exclusion in there for America. one of the reasons that there is such intense spiritual warfare in America right now is because America is used so mightily by God to take the gospel to the ends of the earth that there's a strategy from the kingdom of hell that says we've got to keep America as divided as possible because it'll never be able to stand as long as it's divided. The other thing that is very damaging about all of this strife, and if you've listened to this radio program, you remember me telling a story about how I had talked to a pastor about a situation that we were dealing with a business in that we were doing business with as a church, and come to find out that pastor pastored the owner of that business. And so after we had had our conversation, I went and I sat down, and God said, "How dare you?" Again, I don't know how God talks to you. He's always trying to make me the best me that I can be. And he said, "You just sowed seeds of strife between a pastor and one of his congregants." And I got up and I went over, I repented, I apologized, and I asked that pastor to forgive me. He said, "Oh, it was no big deal. I didn't think anything of it." And it's like, well, God thought enough about it that he just convicted me of it, and I wanted to get that straight. The thing about strife, whether it's in a house, a home, a church, a workplace, whatever it might be, is that it leads to the ruin of the hearers. You might not be the one that is initiating the conversation. You might be the one that they are trying to influence. I want you to understand that strife is not just between the two parties that are verbalizing the strife and the discord, but it has a detrimental effect on the hearers, and we cannot afford to allow gossip to ruin the church. Don't use your phone as they say, "Well, we need to pray for so-and-so. This is the catastrophic situation that they're dealing with." You and I, I'm here today to remind you, don't be striving about things that are not going to be eternally profitable, because in the end, it'll ruin you and it'll ruin me. And God doesn't want that. It would ruin the people that we have influence. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Because of what I've done, but because of who you are.